We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 16. We are in item 68. Inner light. Inner light 68. The expansion of Adam Rishon in three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, when he was created. This entire article has been explained above in part 8 and study it there. Yes.
And now we will explain the matter of Adam Rishon when he was created.
The words of the Ari 68. Now we will explain the matter of Adam Rishon when he was created, as our sages wrote in the Midrash and in the Talmud, how we connect it to what we have explained. Our sages said that the guf of Adam Rishon was created from Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, and his agavot, buttocks, from Bavel and from Akra de Agma, a city in Babylon. To explain that, we must also explain what they said in the Tikkunim, that Yetzirah controlled Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, and Asiya controlled Chutz Le'aretz, abroad Israel, Ever Hayarden, Syria, etc. What all these discernments mean? We have explained that before Adam Rishon was created, the worlds were higher in a degree.
קודם שנברא אדם, היו העולמות גבוהים יותר במדרגתם. סמך תת?
כן.
גם ביארנו.
69. We have also explained that his goof was from Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. You already know that only Yetzirah controlled Eretz Israel, not Asiya. Yet, at that time, the last six of Yetzirah were in the place where the first six of Bria are now.
Again,
69. We have also explained that his guf was from Eretz Israel. You already know that only Yetzirah controls Eretz Israel, not Asiya. Yet, at that time, the last six of Yetzirah were in the place where the first six of Bria are now.
Okay, 70.
The goof of Adam was of the last six of the past Yetzirah, because the goof means the ot, the letter Vav, and Yetzirah is also the letter Vav. Thus, Yetzirah controls Eretz Israel, and you find that the goof of Adam was from Eretz Israel, which is from Yetzirah, which is between two worlds, Bria and Asiya. Also, the goof of Adam is the middle of the whole of Adam. Again, 70. The goof of Adam was of the last six of the past Yetzirah, because the goof means the Ot Vav, and the Yetzirah is also Vav. Thus, Yetzirah controls Eretz Israel, and you find that the goof of Adam was from Eretz Israel, which is from Yetzirah, which is between two worlds, Bria and Asiya. Also, the Guf of Adam is in the middle of the whole of Adam.
Okay. According to what he writes, it's clear that it's so. Next, go on.
71. However, the last Sfira of the six Sfirot of Yetzirah is called Malchut of Yetzirah. Nukva of Zeranpin of Yetzirah, which is now the sixth Sfira of the world of Bria. This is the meaning of Ever Hayarden, the place of the children of Gad and the children of Reuben. It is considered Malchut of the past Yetzira with all the first three of the past Asiya, which are now the four bottom Sfirot of Bria.
Again,
71. However, the last sfira of the six sfirot of Yetzirah is called Malchut of Yetzirah.
Nukva
of Zeranpin of Yetzirah, which is now the sixth sfira of Olam Bria. This is the meaning of Ever Hayarden, the place of the children of God and the children of Reuven. It is considered Malchut of the past Yetzirah with all the first three of the past Asiya, which are now the four bottom Sfirot of Bria.
Okay. You have a question? Yes, Mama.
Toda. Rav, ma kavana she...
What does it mean, the sfirot of the past and the sfirot of now?
It
is a different state. It all depends on how much the upper light operates through all the worlds and the spherot on what we are discussing, what part of creation. Clear? What is he saying? Of the three, last three of Yetzirah of then was the Guf, the body of Adam. Why? Because the Guf is a letter Vav. And Yetzirah is also a letter Vav. And Yetzirah does not govern in the land of Israel. You find that the Guf of Adam was from the land of Israel. And it is from the Yetzirah, which is between the two worlds, Bria and Asiya. Also, the Guf of Adam Rishon was in the middle of the Adam in general, between the Rosh, the head, and Raglaim, the feet. This is what he wants to say.
What new light is there that now there's Sfirot of now compared to then?
We will read this. Wait.
כן.
Yes.
למדנו עד היום את קרח.
Today we learned
היום עברנו לחלק ו.
Part 6, and now we went to part 16. So, first the question is, why do we...
Why does it matter?
No, just if you can explain what happens in this chapter, what area is this in test?
Did we only start learning it now?
Yeah, we started this today and from the middle, that's why I'm asking.
למדנו חלק ו' עד עכשיו בתעס, היינו לפני הסתכלות פנימית.
We were in part 6 before the inner observation, but because there was a few Rabash articles that was discussing the land of Israel, so we decided to read this and go deep in it to understand, and then we'll go back to chapter 6. By the way, because it's Adam Rishon, it's closer to us, or there's no connection to it?
The system. Adam Rishon is the system that we are included in and it operates on us. That's it. Okay? Let's go, Michael.
72. All these four bottom sphirot of the current Bria are the meaning of Ever Hayarden, and they are Tiferet and Netzach and Hod and Yesod of the current Bria. However, Malchut of the current Bria that was then the fourth Sfira, Dasiya, is called Surya, Syria, and her degree is worse than Ever Hayarden. Again, 72. All these four bottom sfirot of the current Bria are the meaning of Ever Hayarden. And they are Tiferet and Netzach and Hod and Yesod of the current Bria. However, Malchut of the current Bria, that was then the fourth Sfira, the Asiya, is called Surya, Syria, and her degree is worse than Ever Hayarden.
Okay, you can draw, you can make a little sketch.
Ein Gimel.
Ein Gimel.
73. It turns out that the past Malchut de Yetzira was the past Ever Hayarden, the land of Jordan, and the current Malchut de Bria was the phase of Syria, and the last six of the past Asiya, which are the first six of the current Yetzira, were Chutz La'aretz, abroad Israel, since these were the phase of Asiya. It is known that Asiya hangs outside of Israel and controls there. And we have already explained that the raglaim of Adam Rishon were from Chutz La'aretz, outside Israel.
Maybe again?
73 again. It turns out that the past Malchut of Yetzira was the past land of Jordan of then, and the current Malchut of Bria was the phase of Syria, and the last six of the past Asiya, which are the first six of the current Yetzira, were abroad Israel, since these were then the phase of Asiya. It is known that Asiya hangs outside of Israel and controls there. And we have already explained that the raglaim of Adam Rishon were from outside of Israel.
Okay.
What, Yaakov?
What affects the motion of the Sfirot from then and the current ones?
The upper light.
The upper light. So that happens in the roots, and there's an effect on the branches here, a movement on the branches.
The ones we learn about here, of course.
What do we need to understand from this?
how much a person operates and influences all of these movements. We'll learn it in a minute.
So according to a person's desire, we know that reality changes.
Yes.
So if a desire changes, it means that also what we see in this reality, can we understand that Syria and things like that change?
The forces change. The forces that operate on them.
And I don't know if to speak about geography. Are there changes?
Geographically, there are no changes because it's still.
Okay.
It's inanimate.
Okay, thank you.
There are changes. We will learn that later. But on the whole, it belongs to the land of Israel. Continue.
74. It is known that each leg is divided into three parts. The two upper parts in both raglaim, legs, called his agavot, were from Bavel, Babylon, and from Akra the Agma, as mentioned in the Gemara.
Again,
74, it is known that each leg is divided into three parts. The two upper parts in both legs, called agvot, were from Babylon and from Akra de Agma, as mentioned in the Gemara.
Ken?
Ein Hey?
Yes.
75. Do not be surprised by that, because they are very close to the land of Israel. As it is written in the Midrash and the Yerushalmi about that man who was plowing with his cow. It ran away from him, and he chased it until they reached Babylon before night. Thus, the body from the land of Israel is not far from his agivot from Babylon. Since these are two upper parts proximate to the guf, the other lower four parts in both his legs were from the other lands abroad Israel.
Not clear? Just literally.
Mama.
What, Mama?
What does it mean that there was someone plowing the field with his cow? Can you explain that?
Plowing with his cow, don't you know what that is?
Yeah.
So?
What does it mean in spirituality?
Oh, spirituality, I don't know. You can imagine if you want, but it's not a good idea. Here he is referring to relations between the Sefirot and the worlds. That we need to get some impression of.
Again.
Yes.
Maybe it's not about the pshat, but you can't just ignore it, that there's like a close circle of relationships between all these countries and the land of Israel today.
So,
does it have a spiritual meaning? How should we look at the things?
Of course there is a spiritual meaning, but we don't learn it, and it's not written about it here. That's it.
People in this world who call that Jordan and that Syria, do they do it from an inner awakening?
Today?
Yeah, in general.
No, there's no general, just answer. Today, there is no connection between what is written and the spiritual roots.
כן.
Yes.
רב, אנחנו יודעים שפרצוף מורכב מעשר.
We know that a parzuf is made of 10 spherot. How can we describe moving between parzufim, one parzuf entering the other? Because he's describing a system of Adam that is spread over three worlds.
Yes.
How can you describe it if we're limited?
There is a parzuf that takes up this space between the general tabul to the general siyum, the end.
What does it mean that it comes out of its own 10 sefirot? How can you describe it? A parzuf exists in 10 sefirot, and he is describing like a movement between 6 sefirot here, 4 sefirot there. I'm just giving an example that 6 sefirot that are incorporated in one parzuf. They have like an incorporation between them.
So what? In one place you have worlds and sefirot and parzufim, different ones, going up and down.
How on one's hand can a parzuf exist within itself in 10 sefirot and then incorporate in others?
Why does it matter? On the contrary, when I make a business with a with an adjacent parzuf, as a result, we have a parzuf as a result.
So this incorporation is also 10 sefirot of its own?
Yes.
Chutz la'aretz ze michutz la'kedusha?
Chutz la'aretz, abroad Israel, that's outside sanctity.
Well, you can't just cut it like that, but generally, yes.
So that means there's no screen, or it's a weak screen?
Well, let's say that there is no masach, no screen.
So the more internal the land of Israel, there's a stronger screen?
Yes, yes. Yeah?
The guf of Adam, it's always the land of Israel?
No.
Lav davka.
Not necessarily.
Because he's describing the land of Israel that it's clothed on Yetzirah.
Yes.
It's always on Yetzirah, also when it's above and also when it's below the goof.
No, it ascends and descends. Also, Adam's goof ascends and descends.
In resemblance?
I'm not sure. It depends what periods we're talking about.
What's the role of Yetzirah?
Don't jump, okay? We are in...
We read 75, the words of the Ari, and there's the inner light.
Very well.
75, inner light. The goof from the land of Israel is not far from his agavot from Babylon, since these are the two upper parts proximate to the goof. The land of Israel is the phase of the world of Yetzirah. Prior to the sin, her first four were in Nukva of Atzilut, and her lower six were in the first six of Bria, meaning Chabad Chagat through Chazed Bria. As sages do not speak of the Rosh and Garon of Adam Rishon, but only from his Guf, which is the phase of the lower six of Yetzirah, that were then in the first six of Bria. Also, Malchut of Yetzirah that stands in the place of Chazeh de Bria is the phase of Ever HaYarden, containing the first four of Asiyah 2, which then clothed the lower four Tanhi of Bria.
ומהם נעשו בחינת הגוף דאדם הראשון.
The phase of the goof of Adam הראשון was made of them.
סיום התפארת שלו.
From the phase, from Chazet down to the end of the Tiferet. Malchut of the first four of Asiya that was in the place of the current Bria is the phase of Syria close to Babylon. Veraglaim of Adam HaRishon are the phase of the bottom six of Asiya that clothe the first six of Yetzira until the Chazeh. This place is the phase of Chutz La'aretz, abroad Israel. Hence you find that his raglaim are from the phase of Chutz La'aretz. However, the raglaim are divided into three-thirds. His two upper-thirds, called his agavot, are from the phase of the two upper-thirds of Vakav Asiya, which are the phase of Bavel, proximate to Syria, which is the Malchut of the first four of Asiya. The part of his guf from the Chazed down to the Siyum Tiferet is made of those. The two upper thirds of Vak Beyetzira, named Bavel, are found to be close to the phase of land of Israel, meaning Malchut of Yetzira, that was in Chazed the Bria, like his agavot, close to his guf.
Bet shlishim elyonim shel vak deyitzira, shehem bavel, shehem smuchim livchinat eretz Yisrael. Dehainu, lamalchut deyitzira, shehaita b'chazed de Bria, kmo agvotav, הסמוכים אל הגוף שלו.
טוב. תקרא שוב.
שוב עוד עין.
Read again.
אינו רחוק שיהיה גופו מארץ ישראל.
Again, 75. Open me, inner light. The goof from Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, is not far from his agavot, buttocks, from Babylon. Since there are two, these are two upper prakin, joints, proximate to the goof, to the body. The land of Israel is regarded as the world of Yetzirah. Prior to the sin, her first four were in Nukva of Atzilut, and her lower six were in the first six of Bria, meaning Chabad Chagat through Chazeh of Bria. Our sages do not speak of the Rosh and Garon, the throat of Adam HaRishon, but only from his guf, his body, which is regarded as the lower six of Yetzirah, that were then in the first six of Bria. Also, Malchut of Yetzirah, that stands at the place of Chazeh of Bria, is the phase of Ever HaYarden, Jordan, containing the first four of Asiya as well, which then clothed the lower four Tanhi of Bria. The phase of Guf, the body of Adam HaRishon, was made of them from the Chazeh downward to the end of his Tiferet. Malchut of the first four of Asiya, that was in the place of the current Bria, is the phase of Syria, close to Babylon. The raglaim, feet of Adam HaRishon, are the bottom, the raglaim, legs of Adam HaRishon, are the bottom six of Asiya that clothe the first six of Yetzirah until the Chazeh. This place is the phase of Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel. Hence, you find that his raglaim, his legs, are regarded as Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel. However, the legs are divided into three thirds. His two upper thirds, called his agavot, buttocks, are from the two upper thirds of Vak Ovasya, which are Babylon, proximate to Syria, which is Malchut of the first four of Asiya. The part of his goof from the Chazé down to Siyum of Tiferet is made of those. The two upper thirds of Vak of Yetzirah, namely Babylon, are found to be close to the land of Israel, meaning Malchut of Yetzirah that was in the Chazé of Bria, like his agavot, close to his goof.
And therefore, שהייתה בחזה דבריה, כמו אגבותיו הסמוכים אל הגוף שלו.
נו.
כאילו שתי שאלות הם אותו דבר.
Two questions about the same thing. He says here that the first four prior to the sin were in Nukva v'Atzilut Zohar are the four Sefirot in one.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so?
Because it depends on the intensity of the place. Yeah.
So the clothing is according to the quality of...
All of our world, or the lower world, is like a little pebble in the upper one.
So maybe that explains the next part. He says that the distance between Israel and Babylon is only Syria and Jordan. But ostensibly there are four Sefirot there, but he says it's very close. So maybe there are four Sefirot, but they're very small in relation to us?
Yes.
בסדר. טוב, אנחנו צריכים...
Okay, we... Yes.
איזה תיקונים המקובל צריך לעבור?
What corrections should a Kabbalist go through in order to discover this spiritual map?
No, הוא צריך להיכנס ל...
He needs to enter the land of Israel, and also that the world that the land of Israel is incorporated in, which is the world of Bria, and in this way to try and understand what his place is, the place that are adjacent, above or below. And from that, he will already know better what he needs to do.
And until he performs all the corrections you just described, this picture doesn't become revealed to him?
How? How can it be revealed? It can only be revealed in the relationships between higher vessels or lower vessels.
And what does it mean that our world, for example, how does the Kabbalist discover that our world is like a grain of sand in reality? They always give this example.
Yeah.
So what does it mean that our world is like a grain of mustard seed compared to all of reality?
That's what he reveals.
In what way does he see our world like a a grain because he's living in our world.
He lives in our world, and he says that compared to the upper world, our world is like a grain, like a particle.
What does it mean qualitatively? That it's meaningless, that it's...
There's no meaning in it, there's no discernments in it. It is like a dot.
A dot that, does it have some potential? Is it alive? Is it dead?
That's clear. We're not talking about that.
And we who are living in that grain and feel it like a whole world filled with desires and satisfactions. And what is this imagination?
Soon you'll see that people start talking in that way.
In what way?
That what we discover in our world, with all the stars and planets and everything, that it's all just a little grain of sand.
Who will be saying this?
People.
From where will they get such an idea, such a feeling?
From us coming closer to revealing the upper world and learning about it, it will affect, through the upper light, it will affect everyone.
And what is that? Make a person feel that it's crowded here, it's stuffy, he has to get out of it, what?
That it's crowded here, so that's clear, it's crowded, and that he has to come out. But he won't discover that through this, all these distances that he finds from the point of this world, when he exits and rises to higher dimensions. No.
He won't discover it?
No. Because what does he have?
So who will discover it and how?
Those who want to reveal the upper reality that is beyond this world.
And this will influence those who are in the
corporeal reality?
Yes.
Yeah, it will affect them too.
But they will not reveal it.
It will be revealed somehow, but we'll wait.
Thank you.
The question is, it's sure that we are going to have to reveal our reality here and now compared to all the degrees that we are starting to open our eyes to.
And the person who enters the first spiritual degree begins to discover spirituality. What out of this map that we're reading about now becomes revealed to it, to him?
Again?
When a person comes out of the grain of our world and begins to enter the intention to bestow the Lishma for her sake, it begins to work. He reveals spirituality for the first time.
So Lishma that he's about to acquire, it opens reality before him.
And what from this map that we're now reading about of Adam Rishon and the worlds and the places, what of that does he discover?
He discovers according to the extent that he advances.
So this first degree in relation to this detailed map that the Avi and Baal HaSulam are now writing about, what of it does he perceive?
Well, you depict to yourself that if you're already clothed on Tanhi of Bria, so according to that, the world of Yetzirah opens for you.
And Tanhi of Bria, is that the beginning?
No, but It's the main part.
So what is considered the beginning of spirituality in this map?
The beginning of spirituality is that you overcome your personal tansfirot.
And enter where?
You are incorporated, like in an elevator, on a higher degree.
Which is called what?
How's
it called?
Shlish.
The third.
Shlish.
The lower third of Tiferet, of the upper one.
And where is it with respect to the map that he's describing here?
So he
starts organizing for himself a different map of where he's at compared to Chutz La'aretz, abroad Israel, and the land of Israel, and Babylon, and Syria, and so on.
But does he even discern these places, or is he only in the bottom third of Tiferet?
Yes, yes. It's like you, when you come to a map, and after the map, you start going into all places.
Thank you.
כן, מו.
מה ההבדל בין נשמת אדם הראשון לבין
העולם? What's the difference between the soul of Adam הראשון and the worlds that he is in?
That's the internality and they are the externality.
Can we say that they are like a light and vessel?
No, they have lights and they have vessels.
Adam Rishon, both lights and vessels.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
Zichron 2.
Zichron 2.
Shalom Rav, toda.
Hello, Rav. Thank you. It is written that Adam Rishon expanded in three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya.
Yes.
So basically it's a system, right? Can we say that it represents all of humanity and where it should reach?
Yes.
From the same place, humanity needs to ascend to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, and that's the place they have to get to.
So what does it mean that the goof of the system of humanity is in the land of Israel, but the raglaim, the legs are outside of the land of Israel? Raglaim is what we use to walk, and goof, I don't know, it's what we live with. So humanity is kind of going outside of Israel, but feels it's in the. But what does it mean?
Yes, we're not talking about parts of the body. We're talking about the soul.
So what does it mean? How do I imagine what is the raglaim of the soul? I imagine it with my body, with my legs. I walk. I do things.
Also, the soul works in that way. It's body parts. Look.
So what does it mean to walk outside of the land of Israel and be with the goof in the land of Israel?
That is called that you are in attainment of the land of Israel, in part of it, and in a different part you attain through your raglaim, your legs, part of your goof, your body, part with your rosh, your head, and that's how you attain.
Thank you, Rav.
You need to read a lot more. Okay, yeah.
Good morning. I want to continue what Niv asked, but from a different angle. From what I understand, if a person achieves spiritual attainment, a part of this wisdom opens up to him, because it's a wisdom, it's a science, it's not a feeling. A person sees these things.
Yes.
It means we can take it as a criterion for ourselves regarding our situation, meaning if we haven't revealed this thing or don't see this thing, it means that we are not in spiritual attainment.
Yeah.
Because usually we talk about feelings, a feeling of connection, a feeling of bestowal, all kinds of things like that. But basically, it's misleading because with feelings you can be confused. Here there's no confusion. It is or isn't.
Well, let's say, what's next?
No, because Rabbi says that the truth begins when you discover the lie. Meaning only when we discover the truth that we're not there and we're not fooling ourselves that we are in bestowal or connection or something like that, we'll be able to come to the real prayer.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, where are we? Wait, we have H10 and Kiev 1. H10.
Thank you,
I too would like to relate to what Neva asked. You told him something I didn't understand. We have to rise above our personal ten sefirot. What does that mean?
I don't know. You have to learn the structure. Key of one.
How does a Kabbalist attain this picture, this map? Does he get it in the feeling of his ten? Does he rise to some spiritual geography?
Through the connection to the friends and the upper force, he gets qualities that are constantly getting refined. And in this way, they give him a feeling that he is ascending on the ladder of the degrees. That's it.
What does it mean that qualities become diminished?
These qualities, they don't diminish. On the contrary, they grow.
Hala.
Next.
Ein yoter shelot.
No more questions.
Efo anachnu?
Ot ein vav divrei.
Where are we?
Item 76, the words of the Ari.
No tikra. 76, I'll read it.
Varei.
Item 76. Now we have explained how Adam HaRishon took from the entire, from this world, and his guf was stretched over three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and all is one. Thus, we have explained the first Bchina, first phase, how the worlds were when Adam HaRishon was created. We also explained how his Rosh and Garon, head and throat, respectively, were inside the Garden of Eden, and his Guf, his body or torso, in the rest of the world.
We learned that. Inner Light.
Inner Light, item 76. The first phase, how the worlds were when Adam HaRishon was created. We must know that this first Bchina phase is considered the constant of the Mochin of Bia. But they descended from their place because of the sin of the Tree of Knowledge.
Okay, we won't go to 77, that's already, or will we have time for it? Well, let's go.
Item 77. Now, we will explain the second b'china phase. After Adam Rishon was created, and the Creator placed him in the Garden of Eden. It was then half of the sixth day and onward, at which time holiness is necessarily added in all the worlds, as we explained regarding the eve of Shabbat. The worlds begin to rise above their place from the fifth hour of the eve of Shabbat, and holiness is added to them. It is as we mentioned regarding the excess hay mentioned in the verse, and there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. It implies the fifth hour.
Okay, so let's go to
Leor Pnimi.
Inner light.
Item 77, inner light. The worlds begin to rise above their place from the fifth hour on the eve of Shabbat, etc. It is as we mentioned regarding the excess hay. Explanation. The 6 days of creation are Chagat Nehi.
Thus,
the sixth day is Yesod, in which all 5 days were sweetened and corrected, which are Chagatna. This is the meaning of the sixth day, and the heaven and the earth were finished, etc. For this reason, Yesod is called Kol, all, because it contains 5 Sfirot Chagat Na. The sixth day itself is divided into 12 hours. The first 6 are 5 Chasadim in Yesod, which are the sweetening of the 5 days Chagat Na with respect to Chasadim. You find that the sixth hour is its own phase from with respect to Chasadim. The last 6 hours are the sweetening of the 5 days Chagatna with respect to the Gvurot in them. And the sixth hour and the twilight is its own phase from with respect to the Gvurot, sweetening the 5 Gvurot Chagat Na. The sweetening falls mainly on the fifth day, which is Hod, namely Malchut that is close to the Klipot, the shells. This is the reason for the excess hay of the sixth day, implying the fifth hour, which is the chesed that is attributed to the Sfira Hod. Thus, when the fifth hour on the eve of Shabbat comes, the worlds begin to rise above their place, and holiness is added to them. This is so because then all 5 days Chagatna have been sweetened with respect to the 5 Chasadim in Yesod.
Hence,
there is an ascent to all the worlds above their place.
Again,
item 7, inner light. The worlds begin to rise above their place from the fifth hour on the eve of Shabbat, etc. It is as we mentioned regarding the excess hay. Explanation. The 6 days of creation are Chagat Nehi. Thus, the sixth day is Yesod, in which all 5 days were sweetened and corrected, which are Chagatna.
This
is the meaning of the sixth day, and the heaven and the earth were finished, etc. For this reason, Yesod is called all, because it contains all five Sfirot Chagatna. The sixth day itself is divided into 12 hours. The first six are five Chasadim in Yesod, which are the sweetening of the 5 days Chagatna with respect to Chasadim. You find that the sixth hour is its own phase with respect to Chasadim.
He b'chinat atzmo mitzad ha-chasadim.
The last 6 hours are the sweetening of the 5 days Chagatna with respect to the Gvurot in them. And the sixth hour and the twilight is its own phase with respect to the Gvurot, sweetening the 5 Gvurot Chagatna. The sweetening falls mainly on the 5th day, which is Hod, namely Malchut, that is close to the shells. This is the reason for the excess hay of the 6th day, implying the 5th hour, which is the Chesed that is ascribed to the Sfira. Thus, when the 5th hour on the eve of Shabbat comes, the worlds begin to rise up from their place and holiness is added to them. This is so because then all 5 days Chagatna have been sweetened in respect to the 5 chasadim in the Yesod. And hence there is an ascent to all the worlds above their place.
Okay, we'll already repeat it tomorrow.
Our
broadcast today, Tuesday, at 10 a.m., an inside look. At 12, the noon lesson. At 5:30, reading the study of the 10 Sfirot, and at 7:30, reading the Zohar. We'll end with a song.
Has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. Сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты.
исполнены любви, красоты, доброты, чистоты.